guy leads these exotic jewels of speed out onto the track for one of the most grueling events in racing. 1,243 miles, 327 laps around Daytona's tri-oval and through its road course. The cars move up tight now for the running start. Surtees in number 77 Ferrari, the fastest qualifier on the pole. Car number 72 Ford GT, Bob Bondurant on the outside. And the race is on. Before the race is even one lap old, the Ford Ferrari battle begins. Bob Bondurant slashes into the first turn and turns that Ford GT loose. After one lap, it'll become a road race as track stewards set out the pylons marking the entrance to the road course. Bondurant is flying in that low, sleek GT. But wait a minute. He smashes right through the pylons and grinds down on his binders as Surtees slips his Ferrari into first place. Bondurant gets back in the race, but he's way back in the field now. Dan Gurney charges up into the third spot and takes after Hanskin and Surtees. He's up on Hanskin now and passes to take second. Now he moves in on Surtees, the world road racing champion in that red Ferrari. Coming off the road course, it's number 77 Surtees in the lead. Gurney number 44 Lotus Ford running second. Hanskin is third, followed by the Cobras. But Dan Gurney wants the lead now. He pops the cork on that Lotus and watch him move. He takes Surtees and stretches his lead. His car is moving now at over 180 miles an hour. Gurney's car, called the Pace Setter, is proving to be just that. He's averaging 110 miles an hour. That's 7 miles an hour faster than his practice laps, and Surtees is running 3 miles per hour slower than his qualifying speed. So you wonder, who's hot and who's playing it cool? Jerry Grant, Gurney's co-driver, looks happy. Pedro Rodriguez, who drives with Surtees, looks worried. Look out! Fire on the front chute. Dave Howe pulls number 47 Jaguar off the track and bails out. This Jag is a little too hot. Early in the race, the lead cars have lapped far into the field. Watch it now. Gurney is in a box. There he goes. He finds a hole and threads the needle, and that red Ferrari is right on his tail. 47 is the first car out, the Jaguar. After 10 laps, it's Gurney in the lead. Number 77, Surtees second. Hanskin third. Look out! Hanskin spins it all the way around. Now there's only one Ferrari ahead of the four GTs and Cobras. Hanskin dodges traffic as he heads back to the pits on foot. Look out, another one goes. But that GT is all right. He heads off the grass and goes back onto the track and into the race. Dan Gurney charges through the field and dives into the road course. But wait a minute, here's the Ferrari. Surtees is the first of the leaders to pit. He comes in European style, no hurry. He may even have a cup of tea. After all, it's a 12-hour race. But the Cobras pit American style. They don't waste a second. The Shelby crews have brought a whole new system to sports car racing. Pedro Rodriguez, winner of the last two Continentals, takes over from John Surtees. That Ferrari is still running second, but the GTs and Cobras are closing up on him. Gurney pits. He's shattered all the track records up to now. The tremendous thrust on the high banks and the pounding on the straights has created some handling problems. His crew rebalances the wheel. Rodriguez, the number 77, is in a hurry. He wants to get that lap back. Dan's car is okay, but he's not changing off with Jerry Grant. He wants to beat the Ferraris personally. The fuel line is swung out of the way, and Dan Gurney goes out the leader. Wait a minute. On the third turn, Rodriguez slows down to a stop. Gurney is still coming on like Mr. Clean looking for dirt. The tires blew on that Ferrari, beating the rear end and battering the car to pieces. Now Gurney can relax. He ran the Ferraris into the ground. He beat them. He'll let Jerry Grant go out now and battle the GTs and the Cobras. With a new battery, Rodriguez is going to try to get the Ferrari underway. He's got a mile and a half to carry it. If he succeeds, he'll be miles behind the leader. In Grand Prix racing, a driver is totally responsible for his machine as long as it's on the course. Grant has time to talk things over with Gurney. Needless to say, a 15-pound battery on a half-mile height is a job in itself. Well, the pace setter now has a five-lap lead over 19 miles on the closest competition. Rodriguez ran out of car, but he has enough courage left for a dozen men. The four powered cars hold the first five places, unchallenged. It's Shelby's race. He tells Roy Peavy to go out and get him. As the grind goes on, some drivers push too hard. Heat and fatigue start to take over. Sometimes you don't know whether you're coming or going. There's 22 cars still running. The nearest non-American entry is a Porsche running in the sixth spot. Watch it. Here's an unscheduled pit stop for the pace setter. Lloyd Ruby gets set to take out the second place GT. The pace setter is out of the race with a cracked piston, and Ruby rides off into first place. After a record-breaking 825 miles, Gurney and Grant's ride ends in a heartbreak. Now it's GT, Cobra, Cobra, GT, and Cobra up front, and Terrell Shelby's dream is coming true. On into the Florida night. The crews flash instructions to their drivers. The final precautionary pit stop. The boys make sure everything is go for the final two-hour push to the checkered flag. Most crews perform miracles. Even in the dark, they're in and out in a hurry. On the last lap, Ruby in GT number 73 has a five-lap lead over the Cobra number 13. And the long one is over, and the American entries have won. They've overthrown the Ferraris in just 3 short years of competition. And not only that, it's a clean sweep for America, with the Fords taking the first 5 places. They proved they had the speed, and even more important, the stamina, to run fast and long. 2,000 kilometers in 12 hours, 27 minutes and 9 seconds. A finish for the record books. Thank you.
a smile, come on. All I want to do is laugh, come on, I'll make you laugh. If you want to hear bells go ring, ring a ding, ding, ding. If you want to hear tambourine go ching, 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 ching. If you want to hear bells go ring, if you want to hear tambourine ching, ching. If you want to make a smile, come on, make a smile and laugh. If you want to hear the drums go boom, boom, boom. If you want to hear the drums go boom, boom, boom. If you want to hear bells ring, if you want to hear me sing, if you want to make a smile, want to make a laugh, hear the drums go boom, boom.
Brother, that's the way we say hello in Hawaii. Just a simple greeting. Such a simple thing, but really a big thing. A greeting with a lot of warmth, feeling, just like the people who live here. We're all descendants of immigrants here, people from all over. Just like everybody from the other 49 states. Except we're mixed a little different. For instance, my grandma is pure Hawaiian, and my grandpa is pure Chinese. On my mother's side, I have Portuguese, German, Dutch. Everybody else here is about as mixed up as I am. The minorities are the majorities, you might say. And we really can't put each other down because we've got a little bit of what everybody else has got. And that's what Hawaii is all about. This is Kamehameha School. To get in, you have to be part Hawaiian. Hawaiian kids who come here have names like Kili'ipuli'ole, O'Brien, Rodriguez, Goldstein, even Ho. I went to school here. And every day is like homecoming day whenever I come here to pick up my kids. Of course, you gotta find them first. In most cases, CAM is like any American school. One thing special, though, everybody sings. Oh,